The miraculous journey, the miraculous journey of Miraj. The miraculous journey of Miraj.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
يا آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله عز وجل Welcome back to our program, The Miraculous Journey. Alhamdulillah, today is our third and final episode in which, inshallah, we're going to be discussing about some of the events that took place after the Mi'raj when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the people of Makkah what was their reaction and then that beautiful waqia about Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As normal, mashallah, we do have Waseem bhai with us today as well, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
How are you, Waseem bhai?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah for taking time out. Last episode, we talked about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's journey of Mi'raj and some of the events that took place, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what lessons we learned from that story? It's one of my favorite topics, you know, alhamdulillah, about Mi'raj. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst he was on Mi'raj, he came and he told the people of Makkah. What was the reaction?
So the reaction was, if perhaps one sets the scene, and that this miraculous journey takes place, an irma from Allah Almighty, and the next day the news starts to go around Makkah. And it goes amongst enemies of Islam, the Kufari Makkah, and they try to use this Afisab as an opportunity to ridicule the Muslims. And they went, one by one to some of the Muslims and they said, you know, have you heard what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said? You know, have you heard that he's saying that he went to Baitul Muqaddas and he went through the heaven in the space of a short time? And you know, Afisab, this is a journey from Masjid al-Haram to Baitul Muqaddas that would take weeks, if not months. And so they came and they thought, well, we're going to challenge the Muslims. We're going to ridicule them. We're going to say, look what your leader is saying today. Anyway, one by one, they went to some of the Muslims and they tried to shake them and, you know, try to mock them, try to rattle them. And they came, the famous waqia is that they came to none other than, you know, Yare Ghar, Yare Mazar, the friend of the cave, the friend of the grave, Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they come to him, Afsab, and they say, oh, have you heard what your friend is saying today? And he says, what is he saying? You know, your friend, he's claiming today that within a short space of time in the night, he claims that he's been to Baitul Muqaddas and he claims all of these things happened. And they say, look, it's illogical. It's not possible. And they're waiting for the reaction. And the reaction they got from Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, he said that, are you telling me that he said this? They say, yeah, he said this. And he says, well, if he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said this, then it is the truth.
MashaAllah.
And they were shocked by his reaction, that he was so firm and, you know, responded so strongly. And he says, look, you're trying to rattle me. He says, let me tell you, you're surprised that I believe in this. He says, I believed in things from him which are far greater than this. He says, I believe that revelation comes to him. He says, I believe in the unseen because of what the Prophet has told me. This is nothing. So they came in order to try to rattle him and his iman. They went away themselves rattled. Mm-hmm. And this was the strength of the iman of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala.
And this is the kind of iman and the strength that we need to be having as well.
Within that as well, Afsab, it tells you about the strength of their friendship of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, you know, you're talking about the strength of iman. You know, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he was a trader in Makkah. He had lots of contacts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at his life as well, You know, when after he embraced Islam, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said about him famously, he said, everybody else who I presented Islam to had some hesitation. They had some question. They had some doubt. He said, except Abu Bakr, he said, when I presented him with Islam, he accepted without any hesitation. And the point I want to make here is that he didn't stop there. After he embraced Islam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was so proud of his religion, he was so strong in his belief, that he invited so many people. And from the Ashara Mubashara, if you look at some of the big names, these are those 10 companions who guaranteed paradise. Yeah. Many of them came to Islam through the effort of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala.
Some of the people that were present, they knew that you know, what Masjid Al-Aqsa looked like. So they started to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to question him. Okay, you've been to Masjid Al-Aqsa, tell us how many doors he has, how many windows he has. Right. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him everything. And he even told him about the caravan that was coming back. Now, and said, let me just tell you about the story of Mi'raj, because the Mi'raj was done in stages, you know, from Masjid Al-Haram to Masjid Al-Aqsa to Sidratul Muntaha, and then to La Makan. Now here, Sadrullah Fazil Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he says that on the 27th of night, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Miraj started from Masjidul Haram, yada is the Ka'batullah as well, Masjidul Haram to Masjidul Aqsa. Now this part of Miraj, which is called Miraj, to not to believe in this, it is kufr. So if someone says, oh, I don't believe in that, then that is kufr. You have to believe in that because it is mentioned in the Quran. And I request the viewers of Madani channel to take some time out and read the tafsir of Surah Al-Najm. And you'll see the beauty of that, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. And Afsab, coming back to the topic of the reaction of the people. And you know, in any event, you see the reaction of the mu'mineen, the believers, and then you see the reaction of the disbelievers and those who were the enemies of Islam. And you know, in all of these kind of things, we have to ask ourselves as well, as you know, which camp are we in, which side are we on? And alhamdulillah, it gives us pleasure and it gives us honor that we are on the side of those who celebrate the Mi'raj, celebrate this night journey of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's part of our, you know, annual calendar that we have gatherings to celebrate this miracle.
Subhanallah. You know, one of the other reasons why the Mi'raj is so beautiful is the scholars, they say that, you know, every other prophet that came, they all had the same message. They said, you know, Qulu la ilaha illallah, believe in the fire of hell, believe in paradise, believe in the angels. But no one ever saw Allah with their own eyes. They've never witnessed that. There was a need for someone to see Allah with their own eyes. And that was our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, that we Muslims, we should believe in, for us, what is Iman? Iman is whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to believe that as true. You know, so as Muslims, nothing should shake us. I know there's people out there, you know, the logicers, you know, say, oh, that's beyond logic, I can't believe that. Then there's a lot of things, you know, a scholar was mentioning once that people believe in, you know, in air, we breathe in air. We can't see air, can we? But we believe in it. Why? Because the scientists tell us. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that there is Allah Ta'ala, then why should we not believe in that as well?
And also, I think Afsab was a very important point here. And we were talking about this last week. Is if you look at the life of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the early companions, you know, they wanted to spread Islam openly. Yeah. They were restricted. There were things restricting them, but they had such jazba and passion to spread Islam openly. And you know, our youngsters who are bringing up Afsab in this society, our children, our nephews, our nieces, you know, we need to make them feel proud to be Muslim.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, alhamdulillah, and we will get that when we look at the lives of the pious predecessors and how much they fought for Islam and how much Islam they had inside them. You know, it's, we can't be shy about being Muslim. There's nothing remotely that we should be embarrassed about. Alhamdulillah, it's our deen, it's our religion, it's our culture, it's our tradition, and we should be proud about that ourselves and instill that in our children as well.
Alhamdulillah. And that can only happen when we act upon our deen as well. We're living in a time where, you know, if children are not taught the deen and Islam, then these children may be walking away from Islam as well. Now back to the topic of Mi'raj. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given Mi'raj once with the soul and the body. And the scholars, they say that he was given Mi'raj by the soul 34 times. It was given Mi'raj, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. What is the distance? You know, Mi'raj, such a beautiful story. The distance between the world and Sidratul Muntaha. That's where Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam lives. He says, Ala Hazrat Imam alayhi sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, from the world to Sidratul Muntaha is the distance of 50,000 years. From the dunya to Sidratul Muntaha. And then you have another place which is called Mustawa. Mustawa, that's even further, you know, from Sidratul Muntaha. And he says that only Allah knows where the how long is. And he says there are 70 curtains. And every curtain is 500 years of traveling for the next one. So now you can see where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went.
The distance that he traveled on that night within a short space of time.
You know, when he came back, his bed was still warm, the water was still running, even the door, you know, knob, yeah, the chain was still hanging as well. And subhanallah azza wa jal.
Yeah, and Afshab, you know, you're talking about that distance and that space, and then, you know, subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to such a place where there was no beginning and no end. There was no, where you know, even time wasn't a concept. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went so far on that night of Mi'raj. You know, and it defies, you know, our minds are probably not expansive enough to even comprehend the amazing journey that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, undertook on that night.
The very famous gift that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given, the gift of salah. You know, it says that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the khas qurb of Allah azza wa jal, Allah Ta'ala gifted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with 50 salah. So now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so excited that he's got a gift from Allah Ta'ala for his ummah, because he loved his ummah. He says that every prophet had a dua, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that I have saved that dua for the day of judgment. You know, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the 50 salah as he was coming back from the heavens, and he met with Musa alayhi salam. You carry on from there.
And at this point, you know, the conversation takes place, the interaction takes place, that Musa alayhi salam inquires that what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam has received as a gift, and he says that my ummah has this gift of namaz, of salah, and how many is 50? And Musa alayhi salam, he says, you know, this would be difficult for your ummah. Go and ask for this to be reduced. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he returns, and then he asked for reduction. And then what happens after?
Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes back to Allah azza wa jal, and he says that, Ya Allah azza wa jal, I feel that this is going to be too much for my ummah. You know, Ya Allah azza wa jal, can you reduce them? Allah ta'ala reduced them by five. So then he came back to Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. He again said, it's still too much. Go back. You know, the scholars, they mention here a very beautiful nukta. They say that Allah Ta'ala invited the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once for Mi'raj. He was the one who took him there, as is mentioned in the Quran. But nine times the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went back to the khas qurb of Allah Ta'ala by his own self. So that is, what we can say, the love that Allah Ta'ala has for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Ala Hazrat Imam Alayhi Salat Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu writes that beautiful famous Qasidah Mi'rajiya. And it's so beautiful, that Qasidah Mi'raj. You know, when, I don't know if you listen to, I think Muballigh Dawat Islami was reading it, and you just want to keep on listening to it. You read the whole Qasidah Mi'raj. It was beautiful, mashallah.
And in these days, inshallah, I'll be on Madani channel as well. Wo sarvar e kishwar e risalat, jo arsh par jalwa gar huye the. That's the opening. And Sidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, you know, he wrote that in the time between two namaz.
MashaAllah.
Because somebody had brought him their own Qasidah. And Sidi Ala Hazrat, he went home and he wrote his own. And then that person who came to present his, when he read the one that Ala Hazrat has written, he put his back in his pocket and he says, oh, I will stick with yours. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah.
I've got in front of me, let's just talk about these poems as well. And Ala Hazrat, he says, وہ سرورِ کشورِ رسالت جو عرش پہ جلوہ گر ہوئے تھے نئے نرالے طرب کے سامان عرب کے مہمان کے لیے تھے. You know, so everything that Allah Ta'ala had prepared was for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he says here, یہ چھوٹ پڑتی تھی ان کی روح کی کہ عرش تک چاندنی تھی چھٹکی وہ رات کیا جگ مگا رہی تھی جگہ جگہ نصب آئینے تھے. You know, subhanallah, the whole place You know, when you look at a mirror, you see the reflection of the nur, the light. Wherever you look, there will be night on that night of Miraj, subhanAllah.
And it's a poetic language, isn't it? And there's one shade in there somewhere, Allah Hazrat. And again, you have to look at this from the eye of an ashik. You have to look at this from the eye of a poet. He says about the moon, Sitam kiya kaisi mat kati thi, kamar wo khak unke rah guzar ki, utha na laya ki malte malte ye daag. Sab dekhna mite the. Allah Hazrat, he says, you know how deep his imagination is. You know, when you look at the moon, he says, and the moon visibly, you know, it's not complete in itself. You know, there's craters on the moon. And some people would say, you know, it's like a stain on the moon. It's a dal. And Allah Hazrat, he says that, you know, on the 27th night of Sab, on the night of Mi'raj, the moon is invisible in the sky. On the 27th night. So Allah Hazrat says to the moon, effectively, he says, why were you not in the sky that night? Had you come on that night, the khak from the place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed, if you took some of that, you would have cleaned those craters that appear on your on the moon. And you think, you know, where Allah Hazrat's mind has gone to?
MashaAllah. You know, again, Allah Hazrat talks about the stars, where they got their light from. Wahi to ab tak chalak raha hai, wahi to joban tapak raha hai. Nahane mein jo gira tha pani, katore taru ne bhar liye the. You know, so that water that was left over from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the stars took that water, and through that water they got their light from as well, subhanallah. And Allah Hazrat also, he says, namaz e aqsa mein tha yahi sir, aaya hu maane awwal aakhir ke dast basta hai piche hazir jo saltanat aage kar gaye the. Yani all those prophets that became, you know, became as leaders and kings of that time, were all stood behind.
Yani, ayahu mana. This meaning is demonstrated, becomes apparent on that night, subhanAllah.
MashaAllah. And here, viewers of Madani channel, let me just mention to you that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the source of creation. He was the reason for creation. And he says in one of the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that, yeah, Allah Ta'ala, he said that, oh beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I had not created you, I would not have created the universe.
But you know, just the beauty in the shayari of Allah Hazrat and many of the scholars. Super. And you know, the opportunity to, you could say, have some to dwell on the night and to enjoy what happened and that miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, this is alamat of ishq as well, isn't it?
When you talk about Mi'raj, again, you know, Mi'raj is just not a story that you talk about. You know, for example, if we take this story into a context, that what about our family, our children? Do they know about Mi'raj? If someone tells them about Mi'raj, will they believe that? Because if they haven't been taught about this, they straight away they're going to say, oh, I don't believe in that. You know, it's like we went to a Madani kafila and we were sat down, we were learning in the Madani halka, and we were learning about the food the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? Kaddu Sharif. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved kaddu. Is one sahabi radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be looking through the salan, you know, and looking for the kaddu. Have we taught our children? Number one is whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam likes, you know, that's what we should like as well. Allah has a famously, mashallah, that very famous work where he has a cucumber or something and it was very sour. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi picked one up and ate it, and he goes, right, all of you, give it to me. And the people, they said, you know, we've never seen Allah Hazrat insane. Yeah, it's not part of his habit. And we thought, what is he doing? And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi says that because it was bitter, it was sour, I didn't want you to spit it out, because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved it as well.
Allah. And you know, the point of, do our children know about Mi'raj? Do they know about these things? Because they will learn when we create that emphasis. I'll give you an example. Yeah, you know, recently in the month of Milad, Rabi'ul Nur Sharif, Rabi'ul Awwal, we celebrate the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My local masjid, where my son goes, they had a program for the 12 nights. First 12 nights of Rabiul Awal, every evening the children would go for the madrasa class. In the last 1 hour or so, there would be a program. Somebody would come and do a short speech, and they would give food out. Now, you know, the kids are they get excited by things like this. You can tell them, oh, this is a very important night, but if you demonstrate it in your actions, they realize that we don't usually do this. We don't, you know, close the madrasa early and have a class and all the children get together and we have food together. They realize this is a special time of year. This is something different. This is something special. Mm-hmm. Now, if we do that every single year, the children will realize in our calendar, for Muslims, this is a special time of the year.
And it's a very beautiful incentive, mashallah.
And it's beautiful because it gets the kids on board. It gets them excited. And that's how, not just by telling the kids, oh, this is a special day today, let's do dua, but through our actions. If the kids realize we've decorated the house, you know, the people come to our house, we get a knot and we read on a system, it creates that excitement and enjoyment for them as well. And that's in this day and age, Absab, when they've got so many distractions on TV, on YouTube, on social media, and all of these things happening, we have to get the kids excited about these things.
You know, for example, Wasim, how is it that we can get our children involved in these kind of things? One of the biggest, you can say, worry about the parents is that they're worried about their children genuinely, that they're moving away from the deen. Just like I had a phone call today from someone and they said, you know, I'm worried about my son moving away from the deen. Now, one of the reasons is that because we haven't created that environment, our home, you know, just like in Mi'raj now, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, today, tomorrow morning, we all as a family agreed that we're going to keep the first three rozeh, because there's a blessing there. We're going to keep the first three rozeh. And on the weekends, inshallah, and on the Mondays, we're going to keep the rozeh. Well, so that's like an excitement in the whole family. Everyone's ready. You know, we made some special food for Sahri as well. We're all going to wake up for Sahri. And again, it's going to be something, you know, the kids will know, mashallah, Rajab has started. Rajab is not a normal month. You know, we need to understand. Rajab is one of the four sacred months that have been mentioned in the Quran as well. And it says that the people of Arabia, you know, they used to stop fighting in the month of Rajab because it's one of the months of Hurma, the month of sanctity. And that's what we need to understand. So as Muslims, we need to create an environment, our home as well. Any ideas that we could give to the viewers, what other things that they could do during this month of Rajab as well?
I think it applies to the month of Rajab, but I think it applies to generally as a Muslim family. Is when there's special things happening, educate the kids.
Yeah.
So teach them why this month is important, why this month is special. Learn ourselves. And you know, there's no shame that I don't know anything about it. If we're going to teach the kids, learn with the kids. There's information available on TV, there's information available online through books, go to the websites, pick a book, learn it, read it with the kids. Simple as that. Have some nice food together. These days, everybody once a week, once a fortnight, they'll order food from outside or they'll make a special dish at home. Make it on that night when there's something significant happening in the Islamic calendar.
You know, we say that, you know, birthdays, we made them a special day, haven't we? You know, my son's, my daughter's birthday. We said nowadays people hire our halls as well, you know. But why? Because it's a special day. You know, but just what about when the day the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was blessed with such a beauty, no one has ever witnessed that in their life. To enjoy that, you know, take it and do it at home as well. And unless we do this, our children will not understand the deen as we needed to teach them as well. Mm-hmm. And one of the other reasons is that being lazy in offering the salah, one of the punishments, you know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw was people being punished because they were not offering their salah. Now, if this happens in our own families, if parents are fast asleep, they don't wake up for Fajr, they don't offer their zuhr, weekends, you know, kids are there, you know, we had a competition in our madrasa where the children were supposed to go home. When they read their Fajr Salah, mom or dad needs to sign that they've offered their Salah. Now, one of the children, Katie, went home and he says that I woke up for Fajr Salah. His dad actually rang me up and he goes, you know what, my son has taught me what namaz is. He goes, I was so ashamed when I saw my son, you know, come up to me and say, Dad, I've just offered my Fajr Salah, can you sign here? I need to show it to my Qari Sahib. And I thought, I am signing for my son who's only 8 years old. And look at me, I'm not even offering his Salah. He goes, inshallah, I'm going to make the intention from now on, I'm not going to miss my Salah. So that's the kind of environment that we are. Have you got anything prepared at home for Rajab?
SubhanAllah, mashallah. So you've given me some fantastic ideas now, so we can work towards that. Amir Ahl Sunnah is running a campaign, mashallah, Mazim Muzakra, this weekend about fasting. And, you know, whether you can do 6, whether you can do 3, whether you can do 2, even 1. Yeah. You know, these are optional fasts. It's nafli fast, but it's a good habit to get yourself. And to be honest with you, you know, fasting outside the month of Ramadan, it's like an alien concept to us until we came in Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, I remember the first Rajab fast I kept was in a Madani Qafila. We were on a 12-day Madani Kafila, and the brothers spoke about, you know, the blessings of keeping fast. And in them days, you know, Rajab was in the summer, so there was a long fast, you know, like 19-20 hour fast. Alhamdulillah, we kept them. And these are the blessings of my whole of a dini environment.
Also, you know, during the month of Rajab, in the weekly ijtimas of Dawat Islami, even now Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, will be airing live Madani Muzakara question and answer sessions by Amir Ahle Sunnah. These are some things that we can look forward to. You know, don't take these months. You got Rajab, there's a very famous dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma barik lana fi rajabin wa sha'bana wa balighna ramadan. It's a sunnah to read this dua. So now here, from this dua, you find out that, you know, this is such a beautiful month.
Not just a month, it's 3 months, isn't it? Okay. Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan. You know, Rajab and Sha'ban is your training, it's your preparation. Yeah. And, you know, you sow the seed in Rajab, you water it in Sha'ban, and then you reap the fruits and the benefits of it in the blessed month.
And, you know, so all of these, I feel, Rajab, you get the 27th night, you know, Mi'raj in Sha'ban, you know, you get the Shab-e Barat, Alhamdulillah, and then in Ramadan, the whole month is beautiful. But we need to prepare for that, we need to experience that, we need to enjoy it, you know, just, you know, instead of thinking, you know, Janab, this has happened. And it's funny enough, yeah, the whole year, koi bimari nahi honi, no problem. But as soon as Janab Ramzan, oh, my sugar aayegi hai. My sugar is gone up. Mauli sahab, if I give my fidya for roze, halanki people don't understand, fidya is for those people who can never ever keep the fast in their lives as well. MashaAllah, Azzawajal, Waseem bhai, Jazakallah khaira for all the time you come to. I know you're a very busy man, MashaAllah, Azzawajal. I hope you guys have also learned, not only learned, but also enjoyed as well. And Madani channel is not only to be watched, it's also to be enjoyed. Yes. And it's for the whole family as well. So please, in the month of Rajab, try to fast for as many days as you can. Like Waseem bhai mentioned, they are nafli, they are optional fast. Now don't be, you know, fasting for the month of Rajab and then going down to your neighbors and say, oh, tusa roza ko nahi rakhya, kaise musalman ho tusa? You know, instead of saying that, you're going to destroy what good you have done. Yeah, because as again, it's optional. I'll tell you a story. There was a person, and they used to wake up for tahajjud salah, and he woke up his son as well, and they had some guests in their house as well. You know, in the olden days, Waseem bhai, people used to travel and people used to take him in as guests, you know, and they used to be, they were sleeping, and the boy, he says to his father that, you know, look at these guys calling themselves Muslim, tahajjud, they don't even offer tahajjud as well. And the father said, my son, it would be better if you had stayed asleep as well. You know, tahajjud is nafal again. In the same way, the month, you know, some people say, janab, main ta janab, 3 million roze rakhna. Again, don't show off, don't tell everyone, keep it to yourself. But if you're doing, again, it all depends on the intention. Innamal a'malu binniyyah. So if your intention is to pass this word to others so that people can encourage you and they can learn from this, or this, that's good. Or else if you're only doing it for show enough, then we know it's better not to keep the roze. Well, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Jazakallah khaira for watching. I hope you're not going to watch this, but also pass on to others as well. And please take care of yourself. Enjoy the month of Rajab, Sha'ban, and inshallah, Ramadan is just around the corner. Take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The miraculous journey. The miraculous journey of Mi'raj. The miraculous journey of Mi'raj.